Okay, so if you take out the source sheets, we are up to the top of page 7. Let's just clarify what we did last time. Last time we spoke about the psak of the Ramah that there is no tochin by min echad. The Taz argues on the Ramah. The Taz says that there is tochin by min echad. The Mishnah Brura comments that we reject the Taz, and we pointed out that the Taz's two rayas are both debatable. The Mishnah Brura doesn't explain why we reject the Taz, but the Taz's two rayas are debatable. The raya from the Rabbeinu Chananel is questionable because the raya from Rabbeinu Chananel is questionable because what's it called? The Rabbeinu Chananel is talking about a case when you have two ochlim, and moreover, it's questionable his raya from the Maharil of the matzah that is mixed together. So that's also a questionable thing because, as we noted, it could be that the matzah flour in its different forms is actually two minim rather than one min. And then the next conversation that we had is how do I define two minim versus one min? So we pointed out a prima godim who says that with respect to definition, it involves either shinui b'tam or shinui b'shem, either one. If it has a different name or a different taste, that's considered two minim. The Mishnah Berurah quoted that if I have two pieces of chicken, and one is roasted and one is I don't know, a different flavor. So Mishnah Berurah says that's considered two minim, and that would create an issue of borer. We were somewhat uncertain. It's a machlokes between Rebbe Yosher and Shlomo Zalman if chicken tops and chicken bottoms are considered one min or two minim. We spoke about a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch about whether Iser and Heter is like one min or two minim. We pointed out the Minchas Chinuch sort of alludes to this, that it seems to be a machlokas between Tosas and the Ran. And we also discussed how do I precisely understand, like, it's very hard. Like the Prima Godim says that tapuchim chamutzim and tapuchim matukim, like sour apples and sweet apples, are considered two minim, but he has a lashon to the effect of if it's so chamutz that it's not really edible, right? Or it's not really edible for some people. And then we had a suffix, well, what does some people mean? Does some mean one? Does some mean a lot? How do I define a lot? There are a lot of spekos regarding the definition of two minim. What I will say is, and this is like a theme that will come back to a number of times, since the Prima Godim has a suffix about sorting, right, as opposed to selecting, so if you take that Prima Godim suffix about sorting and you combine it to something which is debatable as to whether it counts as min echad or shnei minim, it's much easier to be makel, right? One of the yesodos that we've been talking about a lot is many of these shilos involve tsirufim of different shitos. So I could be mitzaref that prima godim, together with uncertainty as to whether it's two minim, and that could lead to certain kulas. Good, excellent. That's like a few thumbs up. Sarah Ross gave two thumbs up. So that counts. Oh, we got one from Tamar, so that counts as everybody. And now I think we are ready for the next question about Borer, which is the top of page 7. I have a section called Yesod HaTaruvis. Okay, everybody is masking that in order to violate Borer, you need a Taruvis. It has to be that there's some sort of mixture. We pointed out, by the way, we already had a Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha where he said, well, maybe it's not called a Taruvis like what you have right over there. But I have a pile of svarim. You see that? That might be that's probably not a taruvis, right? The Mishnah Berurah wanted to say maybe it's a problem only if the psoles hurts the ochel. If it's one right on top of the other, it's not a taruvus. Similarly, when they have svarim in a bookshelf, right, that's not a taruvus. Even if I can't really tell which sefer is which. You see, over here, my bookshelf, it's very clear, not a taruvus, because I see that's Yerodea Aleph, that's Orach Chaim Aleph, that's Orach Chaim Beis. I could just say, read what's on the things. But let's say I don't have, let's say I have a very old sperm collection and it doesn't have bindings. That's also not considered a taruvus because each item is in a separate place. It's not really mixed, right? This is nogea l'maaseh. If I have a closet and I have a bunch of suits hanging in my closet, right? So it's not a taruvus because my blue suit and my gray suit, my Shabbos suit, my weekday suit, right? They're hanging in distinct areas. So that's probably not a taruvus. Even if it's dark, right? And I can't really tell which is which. So in that case, that's probably called kol haba b'yado, which is that whatever I reach in, I take it out. That's not really separating psoles from ochel. I'm just trying to figure out which is the suit that I want to wear. Right? So that is not a taruvus because every item is in a distinct area. However, in my drawer, certainly, right, we spoke earlier this semester in the Muktzah Sugyas about every house has like a junk drawer, at least one. I think a certain Shir member mentioned that every room has a junk drawer. Okay, but whatever it is. But in the junk drawer, in drawers, oftentimes stuff is all famished, it's all mixed together. So then the possibility that it is a ta'aruvus is a very real possibility. And that could lead to a problem of borer. In other words, my socks are at the bottom of the drawer. I have to move my undershirts away to get to my socks. No? So that is a shaila of borer. That's a shaila of borer. So that's what we have to discuss now. Tamar's had a hand up.
Yeah, so I guess a question on like the socks, or I'm thinking like in my closet, I maybe have like 10 black flary skirts that are all, I don't know which one is which, but I don't care which one I take out, or like I don't care which pair of socks. So even though like they are different and they probably cost different amounts, if I don't care, does that matter?
Right, if you don't care, so nothing is a psoles,
Okay.
right? Or right, so that's going to be fine. If I would take them all out and sort them, that like the newer socks go over here, the older ones, that's the suffix of the Prima Gaudim about sorting stuff for later use. But if I don't care which one, so anything I take out is by definition ochel from psoles. Because I'm taking out the thing that I want, even though I might end up getting a older pair of socks, but right now that's what I want. But do I care?
Okay.
So the hardest issue in borer shailas is how I define a taruvus. This comes up also if you play games, right? So you have lots of game pieces that are all together. Is that called a taruvus? Or if I have my cutlery that is all mixed together, let's say, for example, people have a grandmother who wants like all the cutlery to be washed and put away Friday night, right? So one of the shailas in this case is it a taruvus? Now let's just take a step back. Is cutlery one min or two min? It's called cutlery. It doesn't have a different tam. My spoon tastes the same as my fork. But I haven't tried. I'm just assuming that it tastes the same. But l'cha'ora, we judge non-food items based on usage. Even if people would not have a different name for fork and knife, right? Again, they'd have to. Oh, I'll say it like this: a game, right? Sorry. Right, so all of the pieces do exactly the same thing. Some are yellow, some are red. So l'cha'ora, that's called different usages. Right, this is used for this section of the board. That's used for that section of the board. Right, so if I'm setting up, if I'm beginning the game, so I'm separating the ochel from the psoles to use right away, that's okay. and I'm doing it biyat. But the end of the game, so then I have a question, right, of sorting the suffix in the pre-Megadim is certainly something that we can take into account. And there's another possible thing that can be taken into account. Look at this Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach is Reb Meir Simcha of Dvinsk. He also wrote the Meshech Chachma in Rav Rimon's Sefer. Just on this section, he gives his little biography of the Ar Sameach. There were two Gaone Olam in Dvinsk. I actually say it over differently than Rav Rimon says it. There was a Hasidic Gaon Olam called the Rugachever, and then there's the Litvisha Gaon Olam called the Ar Sameach, and they're both Rabbonim in this little town of Dvinsk. So the Ar Sameach is also famous because after the 1937 League of Nations San Remo conference, he said that there's no longer any concern with the Shalosh Shavuos, right? The Gemara at the end of Ksubis says that Ribbono Shalom made the Jewish people promise, Shalosh Shavuos, the Shabbat Yerushalayim, right? That you shouldn't be Yalla Vachoma, that you shouldn't forcefully go into Eretz Yisrael. So says the Ar Sameach, once the League of Nations says that we're entitled to a Jewish homeland, so Sar Pachad HaShavuos, the Shavuos, the Gimel Shavuos, the Gemara at the end of Ksubis, no longer applies. So take a look at this Ar Sameach, the first source on page 7. I think if you read the Ar Sameach slowly and carefully, he's saying two separate things.
I think maybe he's rejecting the taz that Borer only happens with Ochlim, but he uses that as a paradigm of things like really getting mushed together in a way that just like distinct items can't, like clothing or kelim.
So, yes, kind of mostly. I don't think he completely rejects the Taz. But the Taz has a raya from Rashi. Rashi says in the Gemara that if I make a basket that could be chayiv, let's say 11 chatos, because I grind each reed up into small pieces, so that could be the melacha of tochein, I'm separating the rocks from the reeds. So I could be chayav from borer. So you see that there's borer even in non-food items. Says the Ar Sameach, based on this, some people say that if my clothing is all mixed together, that's going to be borer, right? That's the last two lines. Mimasha polto kumaso kalim, heviyo hamechabra b'om achrab digan b'kli ikka borer, v'ta'u b'zeh, demeleches borer, sarash yehei balol, Ve'ein zeh lo bekelim ve'lo bebegodim, ela shamacho lo lav dafka kamosha be'yarno. Meaning to say, fundamentally there, I think, if I'm reading it correctly, fundamentally there can be borer on non-food items, like the Taz says. However, in order to have borer, it has to be balul, and by food items, it's not going to be balol. Now, what does he mean by that? So I think you have to go back to the beginning of his paragraph. He says, Da, deborer gidrahu b'davar habalol yachad, umishtamesh kishahu balol. Right? Meaning to say, borer is when you use the item when it's mixed. I have jelly beans, right? Black and red, I am not changing my mind. Black, red, and yellow, and green, whatever colors are jelly beans. I am mishtamesh when it's balol, right? I eat a handful of jelly beans, right? Peas and carrots. I am mishtamesh kishahu balol. Right? I can even theoretically have, he quotes a Yerushalmi, about if I have rimonim bigo rimonim. I have pomegranates that are mixed up. Pomegranates are not particularly small, but the hishtamshus is, I guess, if I read it correctly, that you eat a bunch of pomegranates together. Right? So then there is balul. However, keli mitoch keli, da atu mishtamish behen kshehu balul, halo b'chol kare mishtamish b'fnei atzmo. So therefore, lo shayach b'zeh borer. If I have kalim that are mixed together, you use each plate on its own. No one uses two or three plates together. Right? That makes sense? So therefore, the Arsameach has a chiddush, which I think is his own svara. I don't think he proves this chiddush, but he says that borer is only with a taruvis, gotcha. It has to be balol, got it. But he defines balol as being when you use the mixture while it is a mixture. If you're only using one part of it, that is not called balol. So far, so good? Look in the Aruch HaShulchan. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan. What does Aruch HaShulchan say? Right? Paragraph 7, Siv Zayin sets the problem, and Siv Ches, or Siv Zayin, and the beginning of Siv Ches is the problem, and then he gives some answer as we go on. Yosef Tess is the answer.
There's more nicker.
Again?
I said it's a zip test. It's more nick. It's nicker.
It's nicker la'ayin. Right, so what does that mean? I mean, if I have my black and red jelly beans, it's also nicker. I could look at, I see this is black, I see this is red.
A problem board because you're going to take like focal so that it's so obvious you're just going to take what you want from it.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying so shut and
It's
that.
not borer is not
But
shayich when it is nicker
you
la'ayin.
can like move away all my star that
So I think he means that something that requires careful discernment, that is when borer applies. But if it doesn't require careful discernment, borer does not apply. If it's nicker la'ayin, I think means very nicker. I'm sorry, it's not what? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. Oh,
Is that him addressing?
we're still in the part that begins Ha'echad, or you moved on to the part that begins Hasheni? In the Ha'echad still. No. Don't tell me that Shnei Minei Peiros are Nira La'ayin, like Te'enim and Anavim. De eino kein, de mitoch katnusan vribuyan, tzrichim livra zemizem, asha ein kein bebegodim vekelim usfarim. Right, so I understand what that means is that it requires a lot of dexterity. It's like a smaller thing. And therefore, right, that's the way he says it. Mitoch katnusan vribuyan, tzrichim livra zemizem. right? He's saying a svara that big stuff, where it's very nikar, it's not shayich to have borer.
Does that have to do more with the, like a per how a person might separate them than like what the Tarobet is itself? This would make a lot of things not Tarobet. I don't know, on Shabbos, like I opened a can of heart to palm, but it had a lot, and they were like long, but it had a lot of juice in it. And I thought that even that's like super nicker. Which one is like the Ochel and which one is Soled, and it's very easy to separate them. That one,
What's the case exactly?
if you let's say opened a can of like heart to palm or something on Shabbos, so there are like five big, I don't know what they're called, and there's a lot of juice. It's easy to get the juice out. You don't need a lot of extra, but you can see you there's you don't need to be very clever to separate which one is the ochel and which one is the psoet.
So this is going to be part of the conversation that we'll Mirtz Hashem have when we talk about flies and liquid,
Right.
right? Anything inside a liquid is very nicker, right? I could see very easily what's a fly and what's the chicken soup. That's not right. So one could make a very, and that's what the Mahari Tatz says. The Be'er Heitzev quotes the Mahari Tatz about being borer the fly from the soup or whatever, that it's not a taruvus at all, because it's very nicker, which is the Aruch HaShulchan svara. But the Aruch HaShulchan is saying the svara even on, no, even the Aruch HaShulchan is saying the svara if I have big stuff, so by definition it is not a taruvus. He has a lashon that it's not breira, it's netila. Again, I think the pshat is that netila versus breira means, yeah, if I notice, I could take it out. It's easy. It's not, it doesn't seem like it's all the same. Now, this is a different svara. People sometimes put the Aruch HaShulchan number one together with the Aruch HaSameach. The Aruch HaSameach is saying that a taruvus means I use the stuff together. I use it while it's farnished. Right? That's not what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying, as I understand it, that it depends whether I need careful scrutiny or not. Good? It's similar, I would say, to Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, his kula about bugs. Right? He has to say, there is a big machlokas about like checking strawberries for bugs. So Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, has a sefer called Lachem Yiyel Achla. It's a great name, where he's making on the strawberries. He says because anything which requires extremely careful looking at it, right, that is going to be batal, and therefore it fits, or let me say it like this. If I have a bug that is nikar, so then for sure it's going to be an iser v'achilas shratzim. There's nothing to talk about. If the bug is not nikar, so I have dinim that a beria can't be batal. But if there's some question that maybe it's not a beria, etc., right? The fly is missing a leg, whatever it is, so then it could be it's heter gomor. And his argument about the strawberries is that since it's not nick, is that it's considered not nikar because it is really hard to get it out. It's only nikar ha'iser when it's relatively easy to get out. So I read that svara as being the same idea that the Aruch HaShulchan number one is saying as to netila versus breira. What's the second svara, Aruch HaShulchan? So the second svara of the Aruch HaShulchan is, I'll give you another second.
Like the head of Ochel Metoch
It's like Ochel mitoch psoles, even though I'm moving the psoles from the Ochel, right? Because it's Shas Achila and or Shas Hishtamshus. I need to wear the socks. And I can only get to, I need to put on the socks now. I can only get to the socks if I move away the other stuff in the drawer on top of the socks. So it's mutter to move the other stuff away. It's a similar idea to the Svara that the Poskim say about Kilof Peiros, about removing the peel of fruit, like removing an apple peel, right? So the idea is I can't get to the apple without removing the peel. I can't get to, I should say orange is a better example. I can't get to the orange flesh without removing the peel. Banana, thank you, right? Tamar, this is like show and tell. So I can't get to the banana with like two bananas, apples, unbelievable. We have like the whole shears like doing show and tell, but I can't get to the orange, to the banana, whatever it is, without removing the other stuff. So since it's impossible, it's ke'ilu like an ochel from a psoles. It's, right? Even though I'm really moving the psoles, but it's like ochel mitoch psoles because it's not shayach to do otherwise. That seems to be the second svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. What the Aruch HaShulchan is arguing is that there's a nafgamina between svara number one and svara number two, which is, can I take my svarim when and put them on the bookshelf? Right? According to Aruch HaShulchan svara number two, it's only mutter when the svarim are all mixed up if I need to get to the sefer at the bottom of the pile and learn right now. When I'm done learning, so Aruch HaShulchan svara number two would say, I'm not allowed to put it back on the bookshelf. Aruch HaShulchan svara number one is saying, hey, svarim are big. Big stuff, borer is not shayach. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in one of those tshuvas in Chelek Daled, Siman Ayin Daled, Rav Moshe writes that what he recommends doing if you have like a bunch of svarim is that each sefer that you pick up, you should open it, look inside, read a line, and then put it back. Because that definitionally makes it like it's an ochel. Like, I want that sefer. Now, I'm tricking. I'm doing like some sort of haruma, but that's okay.
I do that with other things also. You have like a pile of black coats, and I want to find mine. I was told what to do is you could look at every coat, like read it, look at it, like read the tag, put it down, to like use them because it's impossible to get to your coat without moving away the other ones.
Right. I mean,
Even
that's
if
true.
it's okay.
So I'm not sure if that's necessary. According to Aruch HaShulchan number one, it's not necessary. We also have the Svara, by the way, that like that pile of books, right, Bi'ur Halacha says that's not a Taruvus at all because it's just piled up this way. Mali if it's this way, Mali if it's that way in the bookshelf. Right, according to Bi'ur Halacha, it's only a problem if it adversely affects it. So if the svarim are all mixed up on the table, that's different than a pile. With the coats, it depends on how sloppy your guests are. Right, so if it's all mixed together, so then yeah, I think if I pick up each one and I look at it, I don't know if you need to look at it though in that case, because of course that's min habo biyado.
Just saying, put
I
it
take each one.
down.
It's ke'ilu. The Gemara has a svara that I can solve borer based on shadu kamayu. That I have a whole mixture of stuff. I could throw it out, separate them, and then there is no longer a taruvis, and they can't be borer. So in that case, I have like the pile of stuff. Each one I pick up, it's min habo biyado, whatever it is. Okay, so I don't want this one. I'll put it over there. Right? Maybe I'm just looking at it to know that's someone else's. Coat, etc. Okay, so halacha lemaisa, this is one of the hardest questions. I don't know if there's like a very clear hachra in the poskim. Certainly, many cases are going to be up for some question as to whether it's called a taruvis or not. What I would say is that Aruch HaShulchan svara number one is a much bigger kula than Ar Sameach. Right, Ar Sameach, using that kula is going to be difficult just because how often do you use all the things together? Right, Aruch HaShulchan number one sounds similar, but it's really very different. Okay, so let's go on, right? We're good so far, ready to go on. Next category in Borea. To make Borea mutter, it has to be that you're taking the ochel, not the psoles. You're doing it biyad and miyad, right? Now, in order to have a problem, it has to be a taruvis. Gotcha. How we define taruvis is not 1,000,000% clear. Then we spoke about what is considered tuminim because the Rama Paskins and the Mishnah Berurah accepts that there is only borer with tuminim. And now we have to talk about what is called la'alter. Right? What's called immediate? In different areas of halacha, the word la'alter has different meanings. For example, netilas yadayim, right? So we don't use the word la'alter there. We use the word takeuf. Takeuf for netila seuda. So how far away from where you're eating the bread are you allowed to wash? So many poskim say that the shear is the hiluch of Chaf Beis Amah because the kior in the mikdash was 22 amos away from the mizbeach. Right? So, but 22 amos, that's pretty short a distance, right? That's pretty short. Other poskim say that whatever is like in the same room is considered right away for washing. What other dinim of la'alter are there? Dinim that are shayich when something is immediate. So we have takeuf when netila bracha. According to one girsa in the Gemara, you have takeuf la'chafifa tevila. Right? That's also takeuf, yeah.
Is it better to then take a little bit of bread by the sink or better
Right?
to?
So that's an interesting question. In other words, the little bit of bread by the sink has a chisaron of not being a shalem. It's usually like, if you could have a tiny little complete roll, that's the best thing. In some of the restaurants, they have that. But if it's just like a cut piece of bread, like the croutons and the calf, right? It's just cut pieces of bread. So then you have a balance because it's not a shalem, which is a maila in terms of the bracha. So what do you do in these cases? So many of the poskim say the best thing to do is not to completely dry your hands, right? To carry like the towel with you, right? Until you get to the area where you're gonna eat, right? Again, if it's a very long, like sometimes you're in a hotel or something and the washing station is outside and you're in table three all the way to the other end of the hotel dining room. So then the best thing to do, I think, is to keep on drying your hands. The halacha is that netilas yadayim is not completed until the hands are dry. Right? That's why we make the bracha after netilah, it's over lasiyos and for the nigov. So as long as my hands are not completely dry, right, I'm ki'ilu involved in netilah. Yeah.
What I'm eating anyway is a piece of, like it's a sandwich, so it's like a cut piece
So
of.
then having the little piece. Okay, so there's a few. Back to Musar for a minute. Reb Itzel Blazer, Reb Itzel Petterberger, was a massive Talmud Chacham. He wrote the Truvis Pri Yitzchak. And then later on in his life, he decided to become a Talmud of Reb Yisrael Salanter and learn Musar. So they asked him, how are you doing this? Like, you could be like regular Gemara Rashi tells us Shulchan Aruch, why are you giving up to do Musar? So he says, I'll bring you a halacha from Hilchos Petzias HaPas, which is if I have a choice between a very small complete roll and a bigger piece of bread. So Shleimus is a more important mila than Godless. Right? So a big piece of bread is less worthy of saying the bracha than a shalem and a small thing. But let's say you don't have any shalem. It's a question between godless and katnus. Saying godless beats katnus, right? There's a pecking order in terms of which bread I make the bracha on. Okay? Oh, so now we have to just.
One question. I just realized there's like a din of shleivos in general for washing. Should we try to eat rolls like when there's one available?
So I think when there's one available, you should try to eat a roll and wash when the roll is complete, not to cut it. You should not cut the roll before you go and wash. What you should do is go and wash, right? Make a then it says in Shulchan Aruch that b'chol, you keep it as a shalim so long as you don't cut it through and through. So the halacha is that you make hamotzi during the week after you cut the bread when it's still like a little bit attached. On Shabbos, we have a different status of shleimus. So on Shabbos, it's supposed to be completely shalim. Some poskim say you don't even make the cut with the knife. Those poskim who say that you do make the cut with the knife on the bread on Shabbos, on the challah, that's because it would be too much a hefsek because it would be hard to cut the bread unless you first make that initial small incision. That's the discussion over there. So it's better, yeah, it's better if you have a complete roll to make the bracha on the complete roll. Yes.
If you're at like a restaurant or something and you're just getting a sandwich, should you also order a roll?
Why
Or is
spend
that
extra? I don't know
okay?
if you have to spend extra money for this is a milah. It's not
Okay.
like right? It's a preference. I don't know if I'm mechayiv to spend extra money for the preference.
Presented with this, what you do.
If I have a choice.
Meaning, like, where I feel like when you're presented with this situation, you choose one or the other. But if you're not presented with that, you don't have to go and buy a better
I don't
roll.
think you're mechayiv to go and buy, and this is what Tamara is asking. I'm not mechayiv to go and buy a roll, right? To also have a little roll so I could be mekayim betzias hapas on the bigger piece. I
But
don't
if
think.
you're at a wedding and they have rolls and you just didn't want to eat one of them, then you should.
I mean, again, if I mamish don't like it, so there's a milah in Betzias HaPas to make a bracha on food that you like. Right? So, but sometimes at a wedding, they have like a bread basket, and in the bread basket, you have like complete rolls, and you also have like sliced, let's say, pieces of garlic bread or whatever it is, right? So, assuming you like both of them, so then shalim is a milah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that, by the way, that story in Musar about shleimus being more important than godless is like the only reason I remember that halacha in Betzias HaPas is because of that story. Okay. So we have to define what is la'alter. La'alter has different meanings in different areas of halacha. But in terms of yadayim, let's assume it's takeoff is the same as la'alter. They take off l'chafifa tevila. Obviously, you have more time for that. What else is a din of la'alter? I don't know. I have to think of other din of la'alter, but basically, I'm not sure that the definition of la'alter by all areas of halacha is the same. But we're learning borer, so we have to define what is la'alter by borer. Right? The Gemara says, if I'm borer la'achar zman, it's as if I'm being borer la'otzar and a mamash chayiv. So Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes a few shittos. The Rosh and the Ran quote Rabbeinu Chananel, which is Shior Mashemesiv al Hashochon Ba'osa Se'uda Bovad. Meaning, to be la'alter, it has to be within the meal, then I could be borer. So I could be borer stuff for dessert once the meal started, but presumably I can't be borer before the seuda.
Is that assuming also that dessert is part of the
Okay, so whether dessert is part of the seuda, again, we're doing a lot of birchas hanenin and stuff. Do you make a bracha on the dessert or you don't make a bracha on the dessert as a part of the seuda? I'm assuming that's mesav al hashulchan, and whether or not you make a new bracha depends on just whether the pas patters it, whether it's considered meat food, which is like a chelek or food that's shayich to the bread. If it's not shayich to the bread, so then I make a new bracha, but it's still mesiv b'toch ha'seuda. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that it's la'alter only if it is mesiv al hashulchan ba'osa seuda, and that is what the Magid Mishnah writes, and that is what Rabbeinu Yerucham writes in Chelek Shmini. Ella, shekasav kodem l'chein v'zelashono. In other words, he's basically saying I have a stira in Rabbeinu Yeruchim's. What's the Rabbeinu Yerucham's second pshat? Or the second Rabbeinu Yerucham, what's he saying? Or it's actually the first, but whatever.
Like within the same day.
Or not precisely for the same day, but for the next meal,
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
right? In other words, I can't be borer in the morning for Shalosh Shuddos, but I can be borer for the next meal. And that's the way Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying it. Lebo b'yom, kilomar. If it's Litzorech Su'uda Acheres, also Yom Ba'atzma, then it's Aser. Right? Meaning, and the Beis Yosef explains this, nearly, She'imhu Borer Achar Su'uda, Kosher Ber Litzorech Su'uda Acheres, but also Yom Ba'atzma, Hevela Alter. Vim Kishu B'toch Su'uda, Borer, Eni Yachol Livra, Ela Litzorech Osa Su'uda. So if I finish lunch, I could be Borer for Shalosh Shuddos. But I can't be Borer, right? I can't be Borer for I can't be Borer before lunch for Shalosh Shuddos. And it's not a fixed amount of time. Let's say it's the winter and Shalosh Shuddos is at 3:30, right? So I can't be Borer, you eat late lunch because the rabbi gives a long sermon. So lunch is going to start at 12. You'll have Shalosh Shuddos at 3:30. You want to do your borer, prepare your salads, whatever it is, before lunch. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, I can't be borer for Shalosh Shuddos, even though it's just going to be a 3-hour gap. But let's say I finished lunch and it's the summer and Shalosh Shuddos is 7 p.m. So I can be borer for 6 hours later. Right, it's not a fixed amount of time according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's just with Tzorech, the next Seuda is okay. Two Seudas from now, so to speak, is a problem. Then he quotes the Mordechai. Right, the Mordechai, and this is the Hagos Mordechai, etc. The Mordechai writes, "Dafka lahaskel v'leechol achar v'rosso shari, avolecho achar sha'a nasa keborer la'otzer." Right, the Mordechai says something about an hour, but it's not abundantly clear what an hour means. Does an hour mean 60 minutes, or does an hour mean later? Right? It's not abundantly clear in the Mordechai, and we'll see the poskim discuss this. The Rambam writes, "Borer ochel mitoch psolas." For the Rambam, the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, there's a difference in the shear between whether I'm being borer ochel mitoch psolas or ochel mitoch ochel, but I want one, not the other. And he writes just two lines on the bottom of this piece, Mashmadol Shari Ella Livra Kede Lecho Miyad Achabre Raso Kedivre HaMordechai. The Asher Shekosha Borel Tzarech Seuda Kozman Shemesa Ba'osa Seuda Choshev La'alter Kedivre Abinu Chananel. In other words, the Beis Yosef is uncertain about what the Mordechai, what the Rambam means. Does the Rambam agree with the Mordechai, who has probably, right, a shear of an hour? Or does he agree with Rabbeinu Yerucham that if I'm sitting at the meal, so then it's going to be okay? Or does he agree with Rabbeinu Chananel that once I'm sitting at the meal, it's going to be okay even for the end of the meal? He's uncertain within the Rambam. Now, in the Mordechai itself, he quotes the opinion of the Sha'a, which is the opinion that the Beis Yosef quoted, but that is the second opinion in the Mordechai. Yeah, take a look at the Mordechai. The Mordechai has two opinions. The Beis Yosef was quoting the second opinion. What's the first opinion? Hand to mouth. La'alter means mamish, right? La'alter, right? Hand to mouth. Right? That is like the biggest chumrah shita, right? You can only be borer if you're mamish gonna eat it right now. I can't prepare a salad before the meal, according to the Ra'avan. Now, I'm not sure if we'll have time this month to get into the issue, but there is a big discussion in the poskim about eating fish on Shabbos. Minhag Yisrael is that people eat gefilte fish. Gefilte fish has an advantage that there are no bones. If there are bones in the fish, you have a borer problem. Because most of us don't eat the bones. Nachon? So bones in the fish is a problem. So how do you solve the issue of bones in the fish? So what you can do is you could say that there is a heter of right before achila, which is more than the kula of la'alter. Let me explain. One could argue that according to the Ra'avan, if I take something out, mamish, right before I eat it, that's called la'alter. But if I have a longer shiur of la'alter, so then I could say that if I do it some of la'achila mamish, like a second before I eat it, that is not even subject to any rule of borer, and I could do even psolas from ochel. Right? Can I remove the bones from the fish by just taking the bone out right before I eat it? So this shaila is not true, or is not possible according to the Ra'avan. Well, according to the Ra'avan, in order to be mutter, it has to be that I take the ochal away, and it has to be la'alter, which means right before I eat it. But according to the other shittos that we saw, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, somewhat, according to the other shittos, one could argue that if something is super la'alter, it's going to be mutter even psolas mitoch ochal. The Mishnah Brura is makel on this. The Mishnah Berurah says that before I eat fish, I can just take the bones out if I'm about to eat the fish. The Chazon Ish says the only kul I have to eat fish is I take the fish with the bone, I put it in my mouth, and I do a Maisa Garfield. Right? You ever saw the comic strip Garfield, the way he like eats, right? He ends up with like the whole skeleton of the fish outside afterwards. Right? You know what I'm talking about? So you have to do a Maisa Garfield, according to the Chazon Ish, to take something away right before you eat it is borer la'alter, and la'alter there is no heter of psolas mitoch ochel unless you can't get to the ochel without the psolas. But with the fish, I could get to the ochel without the psolas. I could eat tiny little bites of the fish and eat around the bones. Right, by the orange, I can't get to the ochel without the psolas. It's not shayach. But by the fish, it is shayach. So the Mishnah Berurah has a kula of samach la'achila. If I hold like the Ra'avan, there can be no kula of samach la'achila. If there's no kula of samach la'achila, so then, right, perhaps the only kula I would have if it's mamish b'shas achila, and then I end up having to do my Maisa Garfield. So far, so good. Okay, we have an Egloi Tal over here. Has a discussion about what the Ra'avon and the Rambam really say it's a little bit too late to go into that egli tal inside. But let's get into the Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin la halacha about what is considered borer la altar? So read the Rama. Read the Rama. The Haggah, take the third line, that's where it begins.
The first thing in the base you said.
Yeah, the Riofano.
So you want to say it's like the Rabbeinu Hananel, right? I think that's what Sarah Ross is saying. That's what you're saying also, Tamar. That's like the Rabbeinu Hananel. So not 1,000,000%. See, Rabbeinu Hananel is saying that I am sitting at the meal already. The Ramah is saying something to the effect of I'm going to eat the meal right away. It's right before the meal. Right? It's a tiny bit different, but it's very possible that he's getting at the same idea that the Rabbeinu Hananel was saying. He's assuming that Samach L'Seuda Miyad is the same as being already when I started the meal, even for the end of the meal. He's assuming that's the same type of thing.
He says, "Look, Ota Seuda." So I imagine that's like the Seuda that you're sitting at right now for this Seuda.
But let's read it. V'chol ma shebore letzorech otah se'uda shemesiv ba miyad. What's shemesiv ba miyad mean?
Well, Miyad is what we're trying to figure out. Altars.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out miyad what the author is, but you don't get the impression. It's not the same as the Rabbeinu Hananel who says ma shemesiv al hashochan ba'osa se'uda. Right, Rabbeinu Hananel is saying it's bit osa seuda, and the Rama is saying, right, that it's going to be the suda of miyad, which sounds like, again, it sounds like the Rabbeinu, it sounds almost like the Rabbeinu Hananel, but not exactly. Right, Rabbeinu Hananel sounds like I can only do the borer after hamotzi. The Rama is saying if it's right before the meal, I can do borer. If it's right before the meal, I could do borer. The Bir Halacha quotes from the Sefer Tosefes Yerushalayim that you need la'altar mamish, which I think means Rabbeinu Hananel like. I'm in the meal and I'm going to eat right away. But the Bir Halacha writes, you should not be machmir because the Gemara says that if I am borer la'achar zman, it's like I'm borer la'otzar. La'achar zman means for a later time. To assume that it has to be mamish, but also seuda, that's hard to square with la'achar zman. That's what the Bir HaGra writes. That the Gra is saying, Gra is saying, Azai. This is the lashon of the Gra. Mida ka'amar shon lebo biyom lo yivrar, michlal de la'alter lav la'alter mamish. Okay, that the lashon of the Gemara is don't do borer lebo b'yom. Lebo b'yom is like it becomes borer la'otzar. That means you don't mamish need la'alter. It doesn't have to be that you're in middle of the meal. Even if I'm being borer for the meal that's going to happen right away, it's okay. But the Ramah does not really get into what is right away. Right, we know that it has to be for miyad, but what exactly is right away? So look at the Magen Avraham. Now the Magen Avraham is in Shin Chaf Aleph, which is not Shin Yod Tes. Shin Yod Tes is Borer. Shin Chaf Aleph are variety of malachos, including the malach of Tochein. So the Magen Avraham is about the kula of the Tshuvas HaRashba, that Tochein La'alter is also permitted. And the Rashba says the raya that Tochein La'alter is permitted is because no one ever said that it's usher to chew your food on Shabbos. Right? If you assume that Tochein La'alter would be forbidden, so then right, think about it. How can I eat a carrot? I mean, Tochein the carrot. Right? Teretz says that Tochein La'alter is okay. But the Magen Avraham then writes in the last line, Va'al kol panim, until you come home from Shul. Now, until you come home from Shul, which is what? So first of all, if you don't go to shul, it doesn't mean that you have no, it doesn't mean that you're mechuyev to go to shul to have a heter and borer. And that would be an interesting chumrah. It means the time when people come home from shul, that's when you prepare for the meal. And at that time, you could do borer. Now, I'm not 1,000,000% convinced that there is a full raya from this Magen Avraham. Then, as according to the Magen Avraham, if I come home from shul, let's say at 10:45, and I call lunch for 12, I could do borer at 10:45. That's the way the Magen Avraham emerges. I'm not 1,000,000% convinced that this is correct, just because the Magen Avraham is talking about tochein, not about borer. The previous lines in the Magen Avraham say, well, there's a number of Rishonim, the Shulte Giborim, the Beis Yosef himself. They are not convinced that there's a kul of Tochein La'alter. And then the Magen Avraham writes, Al kol panim, it should be after you come home from Shul. So if you'd ask me, I would say that the Magen Avraham is talking about Tochein, that the definition of Tochein is after I come home from Shul. But maybe the definition of La'alter by Borer, where everyone is masking that there's a kula of La'alter, maybe there I have more time. This is what I would argue. That by Borer, the La'alter, right, is more expansive. Because by Tochein, I have some who say that there's zero kula of La'alter by Tochein. So therefore, make sure you don't do Tochein until after you're home from Shul. But maybe according to this, I could potentially argue that you can do borer before you go to shul. None of the svarim say this, but my dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, he has a chedushim on Shabbos, on Nidan, Issur v'Heter. I like this sefer very much. He entertains this possibility, but he says the poskim don't say it. But it seems to me very reasonable. Okay, now. Let's just go on for a minute. A tshuva of Rav Moshe Sternbach, then a tshuva of Rav Moshe. They're different people, by the way. Rav Moshe Sternbach is still alive, Baruch Hashem, and he is number two in the Eidah Charedas. He was the Rav in Johannesburg beforehand. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, was Nifter when? In 84. So look at Rav Moshe Sternbach's tshuva. The shaila is, you have a lot of guests. When you have a lot of guests, you have to make more salad. So the Borer is going to take you longer. So when do you do the Borer? When you have a big meal. They want to start an hour early. Remember, the Lashon of an hour is a Lashon in Mordechai, part two. The Ramah does not use that Lashon of an hour. Right? The Ramah doesn't use an hour. And the Magen Avraham is not using an hour. But the Tshuvas VaHanhagos was asked the question about peeling vegetables, etc. He says there's an Isser D'oraisa potentially of Borer. And the Ramah writes that Achar Zman is going to be Osir Min HaTorah. But you have a lot of guests. So what do you do? The Hine, Sheila Zos, Mamish, Sha'al Hagon Vatsadik, Rebellion Dushinser, Le Rabbeinu Achazonish. And it's quoted in the Sefer Nachlas Eliyahu. And he responded, She'ain Shum Heter Gamla Anoshim Harbe, Lahaskol Lifne Chatzisha Akodem, Beroi Lachshosh Le Right, so the Chazon Ish is saying half an hour is the cutoff. More than half an hour, you have to be choshesh as an Isser D'oraisa of Borer. But Rebbein Zion Fellman quotes from a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, where we say this is the din that we learned about earlier, the din of Knivas Yerech, which is a din of borer derabanan, because I'm separating the bad leaves from the good leaves. And over there, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it depends on how many people you have. That means it's a subjective definition, not objective. Now, if you would ask me, I would say that in the case of Knivas Yerek, I'm dealing with Borer Derabanan. It's not Borer Min HaTorah. Because Min HaTorah, it's one min. It's only Osir Min Derabanan because some of those leaves are not good. So maybe when it's Borer Min Derabanan, I give you a more subjective share, which ends up being bigger if I have more people. But for Borer D'oraisas, I can't do that. Says Reb Moshe Shternbach, he doesn't say like me, however. He says, one second. The Chazon Ish was machmir, but, and the Chazon Ish says it has to be half an hour. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that's only muter after you leave shul. L'chaora, that means the time that you could be back from shul. L'chaora, it's tali about whether it's an objective definition or not. The Chazon Ish is saying it's an objective definition. The Mishnah Berurah is saying it's subjective. It depends when you come home from shul. Right? I could daven at a quicker minyan, a slower minyan. And he wants to say it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, etc. Lemaaseh, I can't be machriyas, says Moshe Shternbuch, and it's a chomor iser of an iser d'oraisa borer, but I make on a goy doing borer around an hour beforehand, Litzorecha big suda when you have a lot of guests. In other words, he feels it's an issue d'oraisa, should be machmir like the Chazon Ish, that we have an objective definition of the Chatzisha'a, but Al Yedei Nachri, he's willing to be Meikle. Look in the Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Igros Moshe. And so he's asked, what does sha'a mean? The Mordechai says it's a sha'a. It's a little bit funny that the shoal is based on the Mordechai and the Me'iri. These are not the shittos that make it to the Shulchan Aruch. But he says, yeah, that's what the Alter Rebbe has in his Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Eglei Tal says. So does a sha'a mean 60 minutes?
It
So
means
both.
however long it takes for a woman to get the meal ready.
Correct. Which means objective or subjective?
Subjective.
And let's say I, good. And let's say I have a meal with like 30 guests. I have more time. Right? In other words, he's arguing with Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Rav Moshe Sternbuch wants to be machmir, like the Chazon Ish, who says that there's an objective zman of half an hour. By the way, it's hard to know where half an hour comes from. Right? If it's a sha'ah, that's not half an hour. It's just hard to know where it comes from. I don't know. Halacha l'maaseh, it's very hard to clearly say what the din is, but I think the minhag ha'olam is to follow the Rav Moshe if possible. But you have certainly strong grounds to have more time if you're back from shul and lunch is not until 12:30. You could have more time for that, right? If possible, your meal preparations should go in a way that the borer stuff is done closer to the meal, and the other meal preparations, whatever it involves, is done. What's it called? The other meal preparations would be earlier. If you have this subjective definition of how long it takes, so let's say in my freezer, I have a bunch of items, including my challah. And I'll have to do borer, let's say, to get my challah out. My challah rolls, they're small. Okay, I have to do borer to get my challah rolls out. One could argue that according to Rav Moshe, that's okay because that's the amount of time it takes to get it ready. Right? We're not using an objective definition of chatzi shah. It's subjective, the amount of time it takes to get ready, and it takes however long it takes for a challah to defrost. Right? So I think that's what emerges from this. Again, the pashtus is that you should try to do the borer preparations for the meal closer to the meal as possible. The Magen Avraham's svara of what's it called? The Magen Avraham's svara of after Yetzia mi Beis HaKnesses, I don't know if that is. I think if you could be more machmir than that, it's not a bad idea. But again, there's what to rely on any way you skin the cat, so to speak. Okay, questions, comments? Hi, Tamara.
Yeah, so for non-food items that you're just like, you're getting your socks before you go, should you like just take those like the moments before you go outside? Would you apply like a similar?
I think we'd apply a similar type of thing. In other words, the Magen Avraham's idea of, when you come back from shul might mean that I shouldn't do any other activities between the meal prep and the actual meal. Like, do the borer. Don't do borer and then take a walk. Right? Do borer and then have a seuda. So if the normal way a person get dressed, you take all the stuff out, you put it on the bed, then you get dressed, right? So that's okay. That's like a samach l'seuda, I think. But I shouldn't do another activity in between. I think that's what emerges. Okay, excellent. Shkoyach. And maybe we'll do a minute of what's it called? Of Igaris HaRamban. One second.